Hi, this is Pastor Chris Lee. I would like to share with you a short devotional thought on being fruitful worshippers. The Bible often uses the metaphor of fruit to describe the produce of our lives. God desires us to be fruitful in many areas, including in our worship. However, good or bad fruit is a direct result of what is within us. As Jesus says in John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Today, we will talk about being fruitful in our worship. To be fruitful in our worship, we must first and foremost be a worshiper. Many times, before the worship team goes up on stage to lead the congregation to worship, I will remind them, be a worshiper. You cannot lead the people to worship unless you are a worshiper yourself. Leading people to worship is such a privilege and responsibility. It is not about being a great musician or singer, although playing and singing well really helps. It's not about skill and great musicianship, or choosing a great selection of worship songs. Leading people to worship is about being a good worshiper. The better worshiper you are, the better your fruit of worship will be. Many years ago, I was in a worship service and felt distracted and I didn't feel like worshiping. The music was good, everything was as it should be, but I had a hard time entering into worship myself. During one of the worship songs, an older lady a few seats away from me caught my eye. She was totally engaged in singing. She lifted her hands, worshiping God in total abandonment. I couldn't help being captivated by her worship to God. As I sang along at the same time, observing her worshiping, my attention slowly shifted from her to God. I was encouraged and led to worship by a worship leader who was not on stage, but just sitting a few seats away from me. She was just being a fruitful worshiper. Not knowing, the fruit of her worship had led me to worship. The next time when you are in service, begin worshiping the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And let the fruit of your worship bless, encourage, and lead others to worship.